うるせえバーカ
バカバカ
バーカ
ブワーカ。
Fellas, was good.
We are, baby.
Took us a little minute to start this, I'm not gonna lie. I blame Dre.
It's Will's fault as well. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, nah, we're not going for that.
How about we all just take responsibility like grown men and just admit that we're yappers?
Guys, I was on time, and I came in here at 11 o'clock. It is now 11:37. We started 1 minute ago.
Guess whose fault?
Oh, I'm sure they could look at the timestamp on it and see that we're like a minute in, Tyler. Thanks for the specific details, though.
I'm just saying, I was ready. Terry was ready. Dre was ready. There was one person in here who was not ready.
DeAndre.
He goes by the name of Nappy Beard.
Oh,
Axe.
Okay. Well, thanks for introducing me, man. Welcome back. Episode 17. Baka Talks, you know what I'm saying? Hope everybody's doing good. How are y'all doing though, man?
Looking lavish.
Chilling. I'm chilling, brother.
Sensational.
Got my lotion in the bag. No, we're good.
What would you need that for at this very moment?
I don't know. I could get ashy during the middle of our topper.
Hey, man.
Bruh. How? You just sit in my place.
No rebuttal.
Bro, rubbing his feet together. He's just generating ash every second.
It's crazy.
Nah, man.
Oh, my
Welcome
Lord.
Welcome back. Appreciate y'all for tapping in. If you're listening to us, we appreciate you. If you're watching us, we appreciate you. But if you are watching us, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. What the YouTubers be saying. Like, comment, subscribe. Hit that bell for the notification. You know what I'm saying? But here to talk gospel today, man. I say that word a lot, I feel like, but the Manhwa gospel, man. The Manhwa that influences a lot of other miscellaneous Manhwa with the archetype of just MC kill shit and just get stronger over time, and other characters start to glaze over time, you know. Unlimited aura, as people call it online. The aura farming, the anime. Solo leveling, man.
The Aura King, yeah. Bro.
Aura King. Sung Drip Woo.
Aura Demon.
Don't disrespect LeBron like that.
Facts.
Don't disrespect.
LeBron James. Bro, you put LeBron in solo leveling, bro. He's doing what Sung did in 20 episodes max.
What a headband.
Five episodes less?
With a headband. No, like all of it. The whole Manhwa.
Oh.
Baru?
You
don't even want to know what he's going to do to him.
One chest pass to the head, he's done.
One chest pass, he's cooked. He's slam dunking that nigga, bro.
Ain't that our ball? I'm sorry, no.
That's our ball.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all.
He's a hater.
I'm not a fan, bro.
Because of all the years, LeBron dog Chicago.
Hey, we just beat y'all by 30 and then beat y'all again in
What seed are you guys?
Don't even worry about it, bro. Don't even fucking worry about it. We're pushing for a playoff push, man. We're gonna make the playoffs, man. Fuck Cooper Flag, nigga. We're gonna make the playoffs, man. We're going all the way. Fuck the tank. The tank is not on anymore. I wanted the tank before, but I don't want that shit anymore. What I saw last week, I'm sold. Kobe White, Josh Giddey, I'm sold.
Josh Diddy.
Bezelis, I'm sold, bro. They sold me, man. They convinced me. I'm convinced. Go Bulls, man. We going all the way, man. Lakers are shit.
Lakers winning the chip, man.
Lakers in five.
Josh Giddey, P. Diddy. Lakers in five.
I see no difference.
I thought he was going to keep it going. I was going to hit the Lakers in five after.
I know what to say next. I'm not going to lie. Hit the gritty shit.
Y'all are crazy, man. Y'all are crazy. But we're talking Solo Leveling today, man. Taking over the internet by storm. People are talking about everywhere. There's good. There's quote-unquote bad. And there's really nothing else because it's really just mainly good. Mainly positive stuff out there. I saw, you know that I don't even listen to this nigga, but you know Russ, the singer? I don't know how he popped up on my feed today.
He was talking about Solo?
Yes, bro. I saw Russ talk about how Solo is like the greatest thing on television right now. He tweeted that shit.
Man with taste.
He had quoted someone I follow that was talking about, it was a picture of Sung unlocking that key to go back to the double dungeon. Mm-hmm. You'd miss it because it happened like as soon as he hit level 100 on that recent episode, he like got it immediately.
And I did miss it. What the wow,
it was super quick, bro. It was very, very fast.
I just seen level 100 like, and was kind of glazing in my head, not gonna lie.
He's like, oh my god, this guy's like, finally goated.
Level 100.
Thinking about this shit in Monster Hunter terms, bro.
Literally.
Of course he is, bro. He eats, sleeps, and breathes
Monster. 191. Bro. I'm almost 200.
Just bragging about his degeneracy, lives, bro. Man.
Chat, tell him to touch grass.
I do. I just got off work, chat. I was outside all day.
That's his excuse.
It is, man. I be outside.
This is the good one. That's for you to decide, chat. I'm not going to lie.
I'm doing God's work, man. Yeah. Call me Santa Claus.
I don't think Santa Claus is doing God's work.
Well, I am.
Anyways.
Russ was glazing Solo Leveling. Seen other people glazing it. But like I said, it's been bad. But I mean, overall, the season wrapped up today. Unfortunately, our last time getting Cliff hung. They do it the best. I'm not gonna lie.
Unfortunately, like, they do it the best. Should be pissing me off.
Like, I don't even be mad at this point. You gotta respect game when you see it.
True. Yeah, it Cliff hangs with Aura, so I'll give it to him.
You know what? It gives me the same vibe as like reading the manhwa for the first time. Like, you end a chapter and you're like, nah. Like, you got to keep going. I need more. And that's exactly what the anime is encapsulating. It's like
crack in the 80s, nigga.
Bro. It's literally giving the same vibe, and they're doing a great job with that.
Franklin Saint out here dealing packs, bro. I was reading like 30 chapters a night, nigga.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I'm about to be on that same thing.
The first time reading Solo was an experience like nothing, bro. Like, we're going to get to the hate I've been seeing online. And like, people are, you could do whatever the fuck you want. You could say whatever the fuck you want. It's whatever. But there's common sense to a lot of shit. And like, you can't look at Solo and be like, okay, this isn't cool as fuck to some extent. Like, I could see why people really like love this. Like, this was the webtoon. This was the manhwa that people were wanting to get adapted for over a decade at this point, literally. Like, I think 2014 is when this shit came out.
Yeah, so, I know the last 3 years for sure, people have been like begging for this hard.
Yeah, as people started like hopping on the manhwa wave over the last like 5-6 years. Like, yeah.
What do you mean by that? Keep going.
What did I say?
He didn't catch it. He didn't catch it. Keep going.
He said, we'll spin back. He could watch it in the VOD.
Not to watch it back.
But overall, how'd y'all feel about the season as a whole, man?
For a man that hasn't read past that was extreme cliffhanger for me, bro. Like, now I gotta read it. Like, oh my gosh, that shit was glorious.
What are you thinking, Dre?
Oh, well, you want my opinion? overall, it definitely, I think I'm on that same level as Terry. It left me like really, really wanting more. Especially he finally got the world knowing how drippy he is, how saucy. He walked into the dungeon. He said, nah, I'll solo it. He said, oh, of course he will. And he just walks in. Oh, man. Definitely goated with the sauce as far as Aura. But as a whole, I think it did its job. It left me wanting more than season one did. if that makes sense. Like with his dad getting to know that information, and then the system telling him different things. He's talking to the NPCs in the dungeons. Well, NPCs, yeah. I put in quotations because they seem like they're just from different worlds.
Yeah.
And it's like bringing different worlds like together essentially through those portals. But just seeing all that, I want to see what the overarching, like, what is his dad talking about when he's talking about he's going to defy whatever's about to happen or what's supposed to happen with him? Who the hell is him? Because apparently y'all told me he's not talking about Sung Jinwoo. So luckily, no. I'm glad he isn't, because it sounded like the person he was talking about was like evil. But overall, I like what they're setting up. I'm excited for what they're setting up. I can't wait to see what's around the corner.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Yeah. Man.
You see this? Man. You don't even fucking know, man. Do you see that? This isn't even all of it. I'm about to cop the next five, nigga. And then that's all of it. We die about this shit, nigga.
Don't worry, I'm tapping in. I told you once the anime is over, I'm gonna start reading it. So
we die about this shit, nigga. Man. I die for Sung Jinwoo, bitch.
You'll die for him?
I die for that nigga.
Yeah, okay, bro. Bro is doing tricks on it for sure. He like,
niggas will die for Bron. I die for Sung Jinwoo.
He bouncing on it. Yeah.
You said you have the same feeling for our glorious king.
The shadow, nigga.
Wow. Don't speak this blasphemy on this podcast.
Niggas will die for Bron, nigga. I'll die for Sung, bro.
Wow.
You know, honestly, the way this season went, it definitely went up like 5 steps from the first season. I think they've animated everything well, and as far as like critiquing it, and like, as you know, people who have read the manhwa, they've taken out some things, and we'll probably touch on that a little later. I think part of that is because of pacing issues, because they're only doing what, 12-13 episodes a season, right? But even with the stuff they're cutting out, it's still really good. Like, I'm enjoying the shit out of it, even having read the manhwa. And the fact that I'm seeing everyone just fall in love with this character, the story, the animation, it just gets me excited for the future, because if y'all thought the fights in this season were gas, we've got like what? Probably like 2-3 more seasons of fights that are going to be 10 times better.
Bro.
Sung Jinwoo, you thought he was drippy and cold now? It's crazy. And I feel like, y'all, bro, I need more. I need more, bro.
There's a reason why they just skipped through him getting that key part, for sure.
Yeah. But it's been so fire, man. Like, they did a great job animating it. The voice actors for sub, top tier. That man Sung says, Okiro.
Oh, I was gonna...
he defeats an enemy, bro. And I'm like, I start tweaking.
So
bro,
I'd swap between dub and sub this season, just because some weeks I would like skip out and watch an episode, and then by then the dub was out. I was saying the arise, but I don't know. Like, I was watching the last 2 episodes, and I'm like, Okiro. When he boy, went up to Beru, he said, Okiro. Okiro. I said, God damn.
He's so tough, bro. I'm like, damn.
And he's just so casual with it. He's just like, oh, well. Might as well. And then he's like talking about all the other ants. He's Okiro. And you see all of them just rise up, and you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, bro. That's literally one of the best parts. Even reading it, bro. Like, when he says arise, like, that's easily one of the best parts of the whole series. So, and they've been adapting that amazing, like, perfect. So they've been killing it.
I saw a couple things, bro. I don't know if y'all seen the stats on Crunchyroll. This is what I feel like. This is what really got people kind of bent right now. It's because, bro, listen to this, bro. March 15th, Solo Leveling ratings were at like 594,486. Demon Slayer is at like 592K. One Piece was at 609K. Those are like the big hitters. Like, I went through, looked at My Hero, other big titles, and like, they're nowhere close to those. Attack on Titan, even it wasn't even anywhere close to that. Like, it was up there, but it wasn't like up there, bro. March 19th, Solo went up to 622,000.
That's crazy.
4 days. So they're saying that it went up 68.75 a day, 6,875 ratings a day for 4 days straight.
And it's higher than that now.
And as of the time of us recording this right now, if I go on Crunchyroll right now, and like obviously like the ratings aren't like, it's subjective, obviously.
I mean, it's still not people going out of their way to hit the like, either the like exactly. or dislike, so.
As of right now, it's at 714,966. It's the highest rated show on Crunchyroll.
Crazy. Now, niggas are loving Solo. That's why I'm not understanding when you say numbers, like people are hating on it. I've only seen a few things, but not a lot. But go ahead.
I feel like a lot of it has to do as well. One Piece has been on break for 6 months too.
Yeah.
Facts.
Because especially where One Piece is right now.
It was the One Piece people. That's what it was, Tyler. It was definitely because those numbers had came out and literally the day after, I just seen a bunch of videos on my feed talking about I skipped them. I didn't even watch them. That's how much I didn't care. But I just seen a bunch of like One Piece niggas just like mad that Solo or like One Piece people, like the sane One Piece people, they're like talking about the idiots talking about like, oh, Solo's story is mid at best. Like just like going on about that and how it doesn't compare to One Piece's writing. And the niggas started comparing the writing, saying that writing was subjective. It was just a lot of stuff that went down in the last week since those numbers came out.
Terry, you look like you got something on your head, bro.
Well, like, bro, comparing One Piece to Solo Leveling, literally. That's just like, that's just a rally at this point. Like,
rage,
bro. I don't think anybody I don't think anybody who's actually watched Solo Leveling is just watching Solo Leveling and thinking, oh my god, One Piece. No, like you're watching the show to watch the show. And you know, that's gonna be your biggest impression, but I feel like a lot of people that are online are really just gonna downplay it because for one, it gets them good views, and for two, it is going to make a big bang when it comes back. Yeah. That is a fact. That without a doubt, that is a fact. When it comes back, it's going to make shit shake. But for what it is, dude, you got to still clap it up. You got to give it up for Solo Leveling for what they've given us, bro.
Not to steal A1, man.
Because
you're cooking.
People just like to compare shit, bro, and it's annoying.
And even then, like what Terry was saying, though, like me and Tyler, like we read this shit. Like, obviously, I talk about it a lot more than Tyler does, but even like the elitists out there that read the novels type shit, like they know shit that are light years ahead of what I know. Like, they aren't out here saying this is literally the greatest thing of all time. We're just happy this shit exists. Like, this is shit that is going to happen. Like, people don't understand the state, just the history between Korea and Japan. Like, you do not understand, like, how big this is that webtoons are getting serialized as often as they are now. Because of Tower of God, because of Solo, because of God of High School. Like, this is big. And like Tyler was saying, a big reason why some people who are like real, real faithful to the source material were upset over some things that got tweaked was just because of that history between Korea and Japan. We'll get to that later. But we weren't even out here like, we were gassing it, obviously, because it's worth the praise, obviously.
Yeah, 100%.
We weren't saying it was better than One Piece. And if people were saying that, it's rage, babe. 100%.
Facts.
Like, truly subjective at that point, bro.
It's clearly subjective. And I was telling Dre, like, up until now, yes, the story is basic. Like, yes. On a fundamental standpoint, the story is solid. It gets your attention. But the structure in terms of the arcs are basic. Sung fights some shit, gets stronger, etc. Now that the monarchs are introduced and future elements, like, we're seeing the National Hunters with Zigong. Like, we're seeing Thomas Andre and some bits. Like, we're seeing more, and we're gonna start to expand out of
Appa Jimmu,
the southern hemisphere, more towards the northern hemisphere with the US and shit like that. So the stories are gonna start getting more layers to it, especially with that key I was telling y'all about that he got that arc in itself, him going back to the double dungeon again where he started, like that shit's gonna be crazy. And people are gonna be like, oh, okay, because there's a lot. Like as Tyler knows, there's hella lore, hella exposition in that arc. Cause you're gonna get answers to a lot of shit people probably have questions about. But there's fair criticism and there's just bullshit ones. Like, if you don't like it, that's fine. But you don't gotta, and this goes for anything outside of anime. Like, if you don't like shit, you don't gotta like make it your job to make everyone else not like it.
Yeah.
Like if you don't like something, just let it be. Go enjoy what you enjoy. Just let the show be.
Obviously, Solo caters to the shonen audience. It caters to the battle anime audience. More than it caters, it's not a slice of life anime. If you're coming to Solo Leveling looking for slice of life elements, you're in the wrong fucking place.
Like the elitism or elitism, it's actually crazy because those would be the same people that like love Dragon Ball or grew up with Dragon Ball. It's like, well, I mean, we just like an anime. It has cool fights and the story is deeper. We just aren't there yet. They're showing the signs of it being deeper. I don't get like why something can't be appreciated. I understand the over-appreciators where they're like, this is the best thing since sliced bread. That gets annoying, but it's like it happens every new thing nowadays. Everyone's going to either over-glaze or try to deglaze everyone's excitement and shit.
And I honestly think that's where it stems from. I think that's where a lot of One Piece guys are coming from, because like the moment you see any anime get numbers above One Piece, you immediately have to take it to social media. You immediately have to point it in their face. If to at least the bigger One Piece fans, you gotta shit on them every time when you see they have bigger numbers, because we are, as One Piece fans, known for having the numbers, for being up there with greatness. So, without a doubt, you know, it's always going to be compared to something, just like Jordan being compared to LeBron and so on and so forth. Like, it's gonna be a forever thing.
That is fact.
Dead ass. He's spitting, bro. Like, you're never going to have something not be compared to something else. Video games, like Terry said, sports, bro. TV shows, anime, it's going to happen in everything regardless.
Easy clicks.
And we bring up One Piece being some of the, you can see the fucking wanted posters behind me. We're some of the biggest One Piece fans out there.
Like, I got One Piece tattoos.
Tell me you don't see that.
But
hat,
I also,
man.
I got Luffy right here.
At the same time, I got also fucking love Solo Leveling just as much too. So what are we really talking about, bro? Like, it's okay. Everyone will live. People were saying this about other animes too before they got deeper, because you're not going to just watch season one of something and it's like, oh my God, the fucking story is fucking insane. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's going, it's like these slow burns.
Yeah, some of them you will, but like, that's not this anime. Yeah.
But Attack on Titan wasn't Attack on Titan in season one.
Yeah.
No, Berserk isn't Berserk in the first arc where he's in the castle.
Reading it, but watching that.
Fighting that first apostle, and then we see Griffin for the first time. I'm like, it's not the layers aren't there, the foundation isn't there yet. Then we go to the golden age, and we're seeing everything that builds up to that. Like, that's storytelling.
I mean, even One Piece, right? Like, a lot of people fell off in that first arc because of how slow it ramped up, finding the crewmates and stuff.
I'm saying, bro,
but you
hate on One Piece all the time.
The thing with One Piece, though, and we're not gonna stay on this for too long, but like, people got to keep in mind that shit started getting animated in the late 90s.
Yeah, true.
And written in the late 90s. So, like, it's not going to be up to par to what it is now in terms of animation and story writing, and you're not going to see all the characters and stuff, but yeah.
Solo benefits from, one, being a webtoon, because for one, like, you look at the art, even reading it on like a digital level on your phone and shit, it's structured differently than what manga. That's just webtoons in general. Like, webtoons, in my opinion, are more easily digested because of that. Because you're seeing fat ass art. You're not having to zoom in on panels and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Sex.
So Solo benefits a lot from that. Cause like, if you go back, like if y'all go back now, that we've all seen Beru. If y'all go back and like watch and read the Beru fight, like 3-4 pages long. They extended the absolute shit out of that.
Yeah, they did add like, some stuff.
Sung was bitching him the entire time. They never had the whole fingers to the eye thing. That should never happen. Like, Sung unlocked mutilation and just dogged that nigga. He didn't unlock it out of no stress. He just unlocked it because he was just leveling up while fighting him. And he unlocked that shit, and he was just beating his ass. As soon as Beru knew that his speed wasn't enough, his ectoskeleton wasn't enough, he was already trying to run, and then he already died. Yeah. Like, Sung pulled up and watched that nigga immediately. Like, it's just how they're adapting it. That's just, I think it's really good. I thought what they did. I like seeing Beru in a more aggressive state like they did.
That was fire. Challenge.
Yeah, because it looks like he actually gave him a challenge in the anime compared to the mom. And the mom was amazing still.
I think they did a good job at showing how much stronger than the other, like, obviously the general class, like, that he got, but, like, showing through the fight how much stronger he is than every other servant he's got. Even the, I don't know about the demon monarch or whatever, but, yeah, pretty much every shadow he's had up until now, Beru was like, is washing them niggas easy.
Oh yeah, there's a reason why Beru can talk and the others can't.
Yeah,
bro, I saw this thing on TikTok, and it was talking about like who was stronger between Beru and Igris.
I want to know.
It's Beru.
It's easily Beru for sure.
It's a Beru.
I even want towards like my heart. I want to say Igris because that nigga cold, but nah, I don't think he's. I think Beru one shots him, Mikey.
Damn,
I don't know about one shot.
Beru one shot Goto. You think Goto's not beating Igris? Come on, man.
Well, I got to think about Igris.
No spoilers. Right? No spoilers, but shit.
I mean, I know Igris and stuff. He levels and shit. But I don't think. I'm thinking about Igris when he was alive, not as a shadow.
Yeah, that's my problem is I'm thinking about the shadows.
Yeah, shadow, he levels up past where he was.
Compared to where they're at now. So, yes, you are correct. Where you're at now, Goto would probably beat Igris, yes. But it wouldn't be easy, though, I don't think.
It would be, like, high diff for sure.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could respect
that. Because Igris is like that right now.
Igris was already different, stronger than Sung before Sung even, like
way stronger. He got lucky on his attempts for a rise, right? And he had to fight him without the sword.
Igris put the sword down.
Yeah, Igris was testing that, man. Yeah, he was testing that, man.
So, you know, I'll give you what you want. Drops
yeah, he entertained it for real.
Now I'll give you what you want.
And the story literally saved his life because Igris was whooping that ass.
Dragging him on the floor. Oh, bro.
Oh, man. I'm going to go back and rewatch that fight, bro.
Remember the combo in the anime he did where he bounced him off the ground, bro?
Like a basketball.
Yes, bro.
I saw somebody react to that fight. He said, did this nigga just bounce him like a basketball on the ground?
Bro. Nah, Igris. I love Igris a lot, bro. But I think Beru is definitely. He's just different, bro.
Okay.
He's really just diff.
Yeah.
We should have seen that with he diffed all the S rank. Like, they didn't do anything to Beru.
Exactly. He was running through them, bro.
People got to realize, too, like, I was saying it before the recording. Like, Beru was a. Outlier like that, they weren't expecting.
Yeah,
he's a national rank threat. Beru is a national rank threat. He was. They just happened to have pretty much a national rank level hunter with them, and that's Sung Jinwoo. Like, if Sung would have pulled up at the start,
it'd have been right. He didn't.
Wouldn't have been born. He wouldn't have made it out of the egg.
Low key. Sung probably would have felt his aura. That, bro. Yeah, he probably would have felt his aura and ended that.
Low key though, there. He would have let him come out.
I think he would have let him come out for the XP.
He would have. For the XP and for the possibility of him being able to extract his shadow.
If Sung was there, Beru wouldn't have went to the Japan hunters, the Japanese ones, because he would have just sent Sung. He would have just
Goto would be alive.
Everyone else's aura, bro. Everyone else's power levels. Sung would have just been just.
Bro,
leagues further.
That man was popping up. He's popping up like Killmonger, bro. Is this your king? Oh, true. King? Chop their shit. Is this your king? Chop their shit.
And then when Sung said, "I am the king," he said, "You're not the king. You couldn't be."
Boxing for 2 seconds and started running.
Yeah, he's king. He's king. He run this shit.
But when he ran the first time, bro, I was dead. I mean, we watched that episode together. When he ran the first time, I was dead laughing.
Like, oh no,
bro, there's levels.
Like, you wanted a king.
That nigga said, "No, I'm not fighting this no more."
King.
Like, that's what I really like about the story too. Like, it's kind of cliche. Yeah, there's always gonna be people stronger than you. Like, it's like a known thing in most stories. But like, Solo does it in a way where like, even like what we think is the strongest. Like, as a new reader, you're like, oh my god, the S ranks are strong as fuck. This nigga can transform into a fucking like
werewolf,
whatever the fuck he is, like a wolf. What is the
magical beast?
It's like a tiger or something.
A lion. He could turn into like a lion. And then you got Shorty that's just strong as fuck.
Cha.
Like, bro. Yeah, you got Cha that's strong as fuck, bro. Like, then you have Sung. And then, like I was saying earlier, like, you have the national level hunters that are like right now above Sung. Like, it's
crazy, I don't even believe that. I'm gonna be real.
When
with
I first started watching this, bro, I really thought that the S ranks all had what he had. Like, they all had like a system that had to level up and stuff. Yeah. Come to find out, none of them got that.
Nope.
Like, technically, bro's using a Cronus Zen in life.
I'm dead.
In real life. He's got aimbot.
He was run a mile and then a couple miles and then some push-ups and squats and shit, and he was already in like the 50s. That's all he was doing every day.
I hate Jinwoo. Like, I kind of hate him because, like, how
he's a walking cheat code.
Yeah, like, you're
quite literally.
I don't like that. I don't like that. And then what? You got handsome and taller at the same time.
That shit blew me, bro. That shit blew
off with his head.
Nigga woke up, was taller, and then the next day woke up, just had better facial features, and then he cut his hair, and I was like, this is a different nigga, bro. That's not even the same nigga we started with.
This is not who we changed to. Bro, because that pisses me off. How you go from Steve Urkel to Will Smith in a matter of like a few days, bro? No.
It should have been me.
Deadass. That's the only reason I hate Jinwoo. I love everything he's doing.
Shit, Michael B. Jordan type shit, because the way these females be acting about this nigga, bro.
Oh my god, they be on the meat. They be jumping and skidding.
Be like, oh my god, Jinwoo.
And her life changed forever.
On God, bro. She said, he don't smell like shit.
Like, one snip, and she was literally at the hip, bro.
Changed her whole demeanor.
Literally. I think that's the one thing about the Solo universe, too, though, is the RNG, bro. Like, we see that in a lot of other shit. You could just be the most powerful person, and, like, you started off as, like, a fucking, like, door dasher or some shit.
Door dasher.
Down on your luck. Just trying to make a quick buck, then you just wake up with just powers that could level an entire continent.
I beg for it every day.
And nothing against my DoorDashers, man. I was a DoorDasher once too, but I'm just saying, like, just fucking homeless nigga. You could be a homeless nigga. No house, nothing.
I think that's what turned me off at first to Solo, though, was the RNG. I saw he was an E-rank, and I was like, oh, so maybe there's these dungeons. I'm used to the MMO grind. I'm an MMO gamer. So I'm like, okay, he's going to go into these dungeons to get stronger. Come to find out the way everything works. It's like, he's literally that first episode, he started explaining stuff. I was like, I don't know if I'm a
fan. But you can't get stronger? Yeah, like, I was an E-rank in that world, you got it, bro.
But I had already seen some, it was like semi-glaze, like when the anime dropped. It wasn't crazy glaze. It was like, oh, shit. It was like a panel of him actually being stronger. And I was like, no context, anything. I was like, I mean, if he can get to that level, I want to see what happens. And that's really what kept me going. And then seeing how strong other people were, I was like, I guess the RNG is cool. But I feel like it would have been cooler if niggas were in the dungeons, like, grinding out, and maybe that was their social structure of them fighting off, like, who's got access to each dungeon, this, that, and the third. I think that would have been interesting, but I'm fucked with the story so far. Yeah, that's my thoughts on the RNG element.
Nigga like me, I'd be a national level threat, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Chat, he's
it's always the E-ranks that say that.
Oh, God.
Bro, he's the only E-rank, though. There's no other E-ranks but him.
Cap, I swear there was another E-rank.
He's the world's weakest hunter.
The girl that's with him, trying to be in his guild. Yeah, the girl that's in his guild. She E-rank.
The one that's friends with his sister?
I don't think she's E-rank, no.
Yeah, she's E-rank.
He wasn't the only one.
Yeah, I swear
she was. Yeah, because he had told, because he was talking to her before they went into that elf dungeon, that one that went red on them the first time. He was talking to her, and he was like, as an E-rank, what do you expect to accomplish?
Yeah, he was self-comparing at that point.
Yeah,
there's other E-ranks.
But you only see it was him and her so far.
Nigga thought he could get all slick.
I always get confused because they call him the world's weakest hunter all the time.
It's just kind of
like... Because he was the weakest, but like...
The other E-ranks probably was... Chilling,
it probably is a hyperbole, most likely.
Yeah, I always get confused. I'd be forgetting what rank she is, but yeah, it's cool, bro. Cool seeing everyone fall in love with it for the first time, like we did.
Wait, do y'all think you really don't think Jinwoo's boxing up the other national rank niggas?
I think he can right now.
He literally has an army. There's no way they're fighting him and Beru off. I don't think they're even the mage and Igris and Tank and Iron. Oh. You think he's fighting all of them at once?
Don't let me make myself spoil myself because I'm gonna see what these niggas can do here.
Yeah, don't tell us the moveset.
I'm just saying,
this is what I'm gonna tell you without spoiling anything. Yes, we do see him fight a national rank hunter. Probably what next season we'll see it. Yeah. But at that point in time, Sung Jinwoo was also stronger than he is right now. So that's why I don't think it's like
I think right now he's,
because you
I don't
see
know.
What Ling you see what Jigon did, right?
Yeah, that's
where he just wiped out
Jinwoo
that
did that too.
No,
he had Beru do that. That's what he did. Sung is doing that though.
I think Sung can do that.
What I'm saying is he released a projectile, which that was not Zigon's full strength,
obviously,
and wiped out hundreds of them at once.
I think it's Jigang.
It was thousands. It was thousands. Yeah. Don't take his numbers down. It was thousands.
Sung does not have a power like that he's able to do that with. Now, would
he
be able to
need
take out
it,
all
though.
Those ants? Yes, but I'm just saying, like,
but
one.
But will
I mean? Yeah, that's AOE. That's AOE power. I don't think
exactly.
He needs AOE power
exactly.
To
that's
fight
AOE.
One-on-one.
Tyler, you got to go back
he's,
and read.
He's
this.
Dashing.
Go back and
he's
read
dashing.
That, that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
I don't need to go
that.
Back and read it. I don't need to go back and read it.
Because even but during I that might. Fight, even during that fight, he was dominating, but he wasn't like.
No, think about it like this. Think about it like this. We're not saying, I'm not saying that he's
I'm saying 1v1.
Washing
I'm not
them.
Saying, obviously,
yeah,
he all
he's not washing
on
them.
That nigga. I'm talking about 1v1s. Like
even 1v1, I think
I mean, that
still
counts
it
be, as his
it
power.
It can just
though.
Be high diff, extreme diff. I think Sung is winning no matter what. Right now, where season 2 just ended.
I don't think
if
you can
don't
want to
include the soldiers, I still got
I don't think
Sung,
you can
bro.
Take them out of that, though. On God, you can't. Because that's still his power. That's like taking away Zidane's AOE shit. He's
so
not.
When we saw him fight Baron, without his soldiers, Sung Jinwoo would have lost, and we saw that.
Versus who?
For sure.
So the same thing that was against the Demon Monarch.
Sure.
Oh, the Demon Monarch. Yeah, for sure.
He got lucky as fuck because Shorty distracted him. I'm saying like the same shit applies with the national rank. I say he's stronger.
You think the
he's
nationals
like,
are at Demon Monarch level? I don't know about that one, bro.
No, Sung right now, where season 2 ended, is a fucking national rank hunter.
Yes, but he's not the strongest national rank hunter, I don't think yet. Not yet. He's close, though.
He's
I'd
not.
Say he's just right behind Zigon and Thomas Andre. As of right now. But I'm saying, like, for literally, like, what, like 3-4 episodes next season, probably? If that. because he's gonna level up.
I just have a hard time seeing like any the based off how the S ranks, even though S ranks are weaker than the national. From what you're saying, they couldn't handle Beru and like they couldn't touch him. I'm thinking like Beru and Sung Jinwoo.
If he would have fought Beru instead of being
stuck but that, on that shit, the S ranks also said that. Goto said that, and then he got one shot.
But he is a there's a reason why there's no one in Korea that is a national level hunter or in Japan. Goto's not as strong as these niggas. These Koreans are not as strong. These niggas are on a whole nother level than these niggas.
I guess I'll see.
Sung is strong. Sung is definitely beating some of the national ranks right now. Right now.
So you see how Sung handled that shit. You put the national level hunters in that same situation, they would do the exact same thing.
He's not wrong.
They would have easily handled that entire ant colony by themselves. And we see them do shit like that later on in the story.
I can't argue against it because I don't know, but I'll give.
And that's also my argument for him being able to be.
I'm arguably not top one.
I'm just thinking about jumping a nigga, man. He get his army out. I feel like that's hard for some of them strong humans just because they can't get stronger.
And he's got hacks, bro. He's got hacks abilities.
Hacks. He's got that one dagger that poisons you after you get stabbed.
He can heal himself.
Is there nobody else that levels?
He's got the Demon Monarch sword and Beru. And then
those aren't even the strongest daggers.
He's got the dragon too. Oh my gosh.
Okay, you have to think about in terms of his soldiers. I get his soldiers are cool. But most of his soldiers are fodder, besides like the main.
Yeah,
like,
I'm talking about like the strong top, ones, though. I'm talking about the dragon. Five. I'm talking about Iron Tank.
Kaizo's not that strong. The strong ones are Beru, Igris,
and Tusk.
Tank for sure. Tusk. And Tank for right now.
I'm thinking about it like extreme diff, though. Like, because if those things go down, he has mana potions, right? He can bring them back. As soon as Beru goes down, Bear is back.
There you go.
He did that with Baron too when he still almost lost.
Yeah, but that's
but he was way weaker than
pre his level 100 weaker. And pre Bear.
I don't think you can really use that right now.
And even with his strong, like even with stronger weapons, like there are people out there that will give Sung a challenge. It's not like Sung right now.
I'm gonna leave it at that though, because I don't know,
bro.
So I'm not gonna argue it anymore.
When we get into
the national level hunters, you'll start to see things a little differently. No. I'll just say that.
I just watched a video recapping some shit later on in the manga, bro. And you're talking about how Sung gets stronger before he fights other people and stuff. But, like, I looked at that fight and I was like, some kind of dogging buddy.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking where he is right now.
You forget what happened.
He can beat him, bro. He can beat him. I know what you're talking about. And I'm not talking about him specifically. I'm talking about a different person that I'm not going to spoil.
Yeah.
Or who he fights. But I'm holding my ground. Sung is definitely. Obviously, we all know he's national level threat right now. I think he could arguably top one as of right now for national rank hunters specifically.
Yeah, but like I said, like the progress he makes, he's going to cover that gap like fast as fuck. Like by the time he even encounters national rank hunters, he's already at their level if not stronger. But as of like right now, where we left off, I still think like he still has a little more to go.
And but right now,
that's not a bad. There. Because we saw him struggling with Beru, obviously it's different in the anime than the manga.
Barely.
Yeah, struggle?
Barely.
Struggle?
He had one moment of barely dodging something and then dogged him.
Hey, man, we didn't see Beru throwing him that door in his ass around in the manga. That's all I'm going to say.
Struggle?
Sung never let it on his back.
I saw Beru get dragged twice.
Sung was never on his back.
I saw Beru run away twice and get dragged back both times.
Struggle is the correct word. Maybe what you want to say is like
he got challenged a little bit.
Yeah, you know, like it was kind of
that nigga didn't sweat once. Will
let he beat Beru low diff? Yeah, low diff. Then why you say he struggled?
My bad, bro. He got caught lacking a little bit. You don't get put on your back if you don't get caught lacking. That's all I'm gonna say.
Nah, he wasn't on his back. He was just dodging. He was, you know, like the
he got put on his ass and got a knife in his face.
No, he was doing this.
He was literally like he was standing up. Like,
leaning. I feel like he was aura farming. Like,
he wasn't on his back. He was like
leaning back.
I would do the pose right now, but I can't.
What's that? He was like his feet just limbo. Like, he was literally doing the limbo.
Yeah, limbo. He was doing limbo, bro.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they did great with that. They did great. I actually like seeing like an actual like beef between them instead of just like an ass whooping. The ass whooping would have been fire too, but like seeing
this was better.
Yeah, seeing Barry actually keep up with him to an extent, that was cool. But yeah, like I was saying, later on, especially this next arc, the double dungeon arc, everything's gonna open up, and then he's literally just gonna be insanely powerful going forward, and it's the possibilities are endless for him. But a lot of characters getting introduced. What would y'all say was your favorite moment of the season, though?
We'll go after Terry.
The Demon Monarch fight. That fight was so heat. So heat. And I wasn't even ready for that fight. Like when that fight came up, I was expecting like, oh, here we go. It's gonna be another cliffhanger, whatever, blah blah blah. No. And then they continued and I was like, oh, okay. So they're like that. And that Demon Monarch's design is so fire. And the way he was fighting, fire. His moveset was dumb fire. Like, I can't even hold, bro.
Y'all got to read this shit, man. Y'all got to read this shit.
That's facts. I do
got to. When you come up on some of these revelations that me and Tyler are thinking in the back of our head about shit, just, oh my God, bro.
All right, for me, besides, I'm going to give honorable mention to the Beru stuff. It's recency bias. I'm not going to give it to it because of that, simply because of that. Because we was all in the court hype as hell when that nigga did the scorpion. That nigga said, get over here, and brought that nigga right back.
Ruler's authority.
Yeah, but Loki versus the elves, I ain't going to lie. That nigga was aura. He aura farmed to the max. Just seeing him like do the stab and be invisible, like walking away, invisible hands in pocket. I think that shit was just tough in general. And then he got Iron, obviously. I think that was a good moment because Iron had more personality than most of the shadows have had.
Yeah. Nah, Iron did him well.
Big focus. Iggy's is just big focus.
I'm God.
One of my favorite.
And he got to flex in front of the hoes, man. I had to give it to that moment.
One of my favorite moments in the manga is when he first gets Tank, and like Tank killed the ice elf and looked at Igris, and Igris was like, nigga, fuck up out of here. And he looked at the other shadows and started like started raging and shit. And they all started raging back. Bro, that shit kills me. Cause the art style is like a lot different than what it is in the anime. And the silly moments that they do, it's funny, bro. It's funny as fuck. Tyler, what was your favorite moment, bro?
It's kind of hard to say like one specific favorite moment. Cause like the last two episodes were easily my favorite part of of season two. Like the Beru fight, that was always one of my favorites in the manhwa. But I'm gonna say at the end of this episode, when Sun goes into that red gate and they adapted his little iconic ass pose with the little eye glowing, that was tough. That, and he's got all his shadows lined up, bro.
Yeah, that was fire.
Fire. That's just pure raw aura. Just got my adrenaline going, bro. Makes me want to go outside and never mind.
Summon some shadows.
Yeah, summon some shadows.
I already know what he's about to say.
Bro, for me, Okido. Honestly,
Okido.
I feel like no one really like talks about this moment enough. But even like in like the manhwa itself, like when he helped those A rank hunters with the high orcs.
Oh, that was a good one too. I was thinking
and he finally like started showing people like what he could do, and like Cha was there, and what's it called? I forgot his name, bro. All the Korean names be killing me, bro. the commissioner's assistant, the other A-ring dude,
the leader of that gate.
The one that's been like kind of talking to him.
Leonard?
Double dungeon incident, and he's been like, is this nigga exactly who I really think about. He is for real, bro? Or is he tripping?
Oh, him.
Because he thought he was a double awakener. He thought he awakened again. He thought he had a second awakening the whole time. But nothing was like really like there's no concise of evidence until he was like S rank finally. And he was like, holy shit. But him finally showing everyone like what he could do and just owning that entire army of orcs by himself. Like that.
That was tough. That was getting actually
Tusk,
hard.
Bro. Fighting Tusk, Tusk is like that's his little go-to, belt, yeah.
That's his utility belt. Tusk could do anything. Bro.
He said, Tusk, I'm going to give you the orb. Gave that nigga the orb, and Tusk ain't been the same since, man. He been blowing it or something.
Big Tusk. Big Tusk.
Big Tusk, nigga.
Tusk is definitely part of like the hierarchy of his show.
Oh, 100%. I think he's like... He's got to be top three right now. Yeah, it's like Beru, him, and Egris.
Yeah. Yeah, I put Egris above him right now. But yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Egris got that utility of just like battle sense, battle IQ. Based off what we saw when he was fighting Sung.
You know, Sung don't like big ass swords like that. You know he gonna get that sword to.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot he could do that. I didn't even think about that. Oh my gosh. Because I was like, when is he ever going to use this monarch sword? I don't ever see him use like big swords. And I didn't even think.
A bunch of ants, bro. That's the only
You shouldn't have said that, bro.
You shouldn't have, like, gonna lie. You shouldn't have. Because
I was alluding to that in one of our earlier conversations this episode. But I specifically
That's what you were trying not to say.
But I specifically didn't want to say that. Yes, I specifically didn't want to say that because I wanted them to.
Dang,
like,
should we cut that out for spoilers?
Nah, keep that. Nah,
let the world know this motherfucker likes to spoil shit.
Honestly, bro, for those that know, Tyler knows this too, bro. That is the most insignificant thing you could possibly say.
No, it's like a hype moment. It's a hype little thing. Like, you know, seeing him give the orb to Beru, or not Beru.
It's not even like a big moment. You just see Egris just pop up with that shit. It's not even like a big moment.
It's still cool, though.
I think it's cool, bro. Like, I think it's still cool.
The little things make the bigger things.
Yeah, because he didn't like make it a big thing. He just said, I'm gonna give this orb to Tusk. So like, and then he just gave it, and then Tusk came up with the orb one day. Yeah. So seeing Egris with the Seeing Egris with the sword, though, I would have got hyped because he was hyping the sword up, even though he doesn't use big swords like that. He was like, oh, I should have used this earlier. It's like,
I was hoping that they adapted him swinging that bitch and then sending that big ass pulse wave out, bro. Because in the manga, when he does that shit with the sword, that shit's cold as fuck. Started spinning that bitch and then just launches an AoE attack with that shit. That shit's cold as fuck. But I wanted to ask y'all something. I wanted to ask y'all this earlier. I've been seeing this online. Goto dying. Do you think Sung should have summoned him as a shadow?
Goto is who again?
The Japanese.
Yes, but they probably took his body. I think that's what that would have been. Because they wouldn't leave him there to not bury him in Japan. Is my thinking. Is my thought process. I don't think he should have. Just because we're not that attached. We would just see that nigga as a shadow.
Just like he did it with Tank, is what I'm thinking. Or Tank.
Iron, we kind of like, he was annoying as shit. He was pestering Jinwoo the entire dungeon.
He kind of had to summon Iron, though. Like,
he needed it. He needed something.
Oh, so he did die to that ant?
His head got cut off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get to that after this question because that's some.
I don't know if I even seen that in the anime.
It was very fast.
His sword cracking.
He got off screen, basically.
Very, very fast.
He got off screen.
It came back to their fight and his head was on the ground. Like, you saw it drop down. You saw like a cut, his head dropped down, and then they panned back over to the S ranks.
He says, and then Beru says the same thing Goto had said at a point in time, and you see Goto like behind Beru when he pops up on Jinwoo to like allude to him doing something to Goto. But in the manhwa, this whole S ranks, Japanese S ranks, Korean S ranks, it went down entirely differently. When they were training with each other, we got to see more fights. I mean, really, what they cut in that part and change isn't the biggest deal.
For one, it was like a lot of little stuff.
Yeah, the A rank guild leader that was there fought with the translator of the Japanese when they were beefing. They actually like fought. They did like a match together. But they cut that out. And then Sung was wearing an entirely different outfit. He was wearing his jacket that he wears, his long
black His aura farming jacket.
His aura farming, bro. I was a little so trench mad coat. Took that shit out. They gave him a fucking sweater, bro. I was mad as fuck, bro. I was like, wow, what the fuck is this nigga wearing right now, bro?
Bro, the sweater, so was it? Mad. It's like a turtleneck, right? I think that's still cold. It's
turtleneck,
like that
turtleneck sweater.
It's like that sleek design. He's a grown man now.
That shit, man. I don't give a fuck.
You gotta lock in.
Nigga, that shit's ass. Six pack of ass. But they changed that. What got people that read the manga pretty upset was when Sung fought Goto. In the manhwa, Sung really was playing around with that nigga. Like, they were testing each other. But in the anime, they made it seem like they were both going all out, whatever. But he put the fear of God in that nigga. And there's a specific scene they cut out where afterwards, after they fight, like, the translator looks at Goto after the fight, and this nigga is literally shitting himself, bro. Literally shitting himself, like, looks scared as shit because he's like, oh my god, like, I felt the craziest bloodlust from this nigga.
Yeah, he felt like murderous intent. Yeah.
And they kind of call back on it with Beru because he's like, I've only felt this feeling once, and it was like Sung. But yeah, they cut that out, and they had people pretty mad because the whole Japanese Korean thing, I could see why they did it, because in the manhwa, they dog Japan. A good amount. Not
that's
like
why
the
they're
whole
cutting
story.
Shit out, bro.
Yeah, not the whole story, but he makes it pretty obvious that they don't like each other. I'll just say that. I'm not gonna speak like I know the whole history of that because I don't. But you know, Japan hasn't been liked.
I've heard things
up until like the 20th century. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. They did a good job rebranding themselves with all the anime and shit.
Greatest bro. Rebrand of all time.
Yeah, facts.
True, actually.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Bro, let me see if I could fucking find that shit, actually, bro. I want to fucking show you.
Yeah.
Oh, and
I saw the panels. I saw a TikTok of like someone comparing the panels to the anime. I do think it would have conveyed a lot more emotion. I don't necessarily care, though. After watching it, I didn't care. But I think that would have portrayed a lot more emotion.
And I wish they would have did that shit.
It would have really showed. I think they also did well at not doing that because they hid from even us how strong Jinwoo was at that point. Because we hadn't seen him get into a fight yet after all that training and the demon thing and after fighting the demon monarch. So it was nice to see him pull up on Beru after seeing Beru dog walk everybody who we thought was strong, right? Up until that point. Obviously y'all have
one shot in them.
Inspiration. Y'all have different like iteration in your brains. But for me, I'm thinking like these niggas are tough as fuck. The lion dude, I'm thinking he's cold as shit. I wasn't expecting everybody to get one shot. And then Jinwoo walks up. Aura walks on everybody and then just dog walks Beru. I'm like, I see it would have been cooler to see Goto could portray it a little bit before and then we get that moment. But I'm like, at the same time, we still kind of get that same feeling. We just don't get it in that same moment.
Yeah, they also changed up a little bit how he died. There's a lot of other stuff that they took out, but like Tyler was saying, like, it doesn't hurt. What we got.
I think it was an unnecessary change, though. I don't know why they took that out.
There were some small things here and there. Like, there were some extra parts with, like, Sung Jinwoo stopping this dude from, like, robbing somebody. That was pretty cool.
My thought process is, like, does this one anime portray all of Japan like that? Like, you getting dog walked in one anime is like, oh, Japan shitty. Like, that's why I'm like, why did animators go this far to change little bits?
It's different
of this?
For them, bro. American,
it is different.
That's
we
weird.
Don't, we don't give a fuck how people view us.
But it's about pride at the end of the day.
And that too. They have a lot of that.
Oh, so,
yeah.
It's like, I'm not gonna make a show where you're shitting on like my race and
actively shitting on them, but like showing Goto being scared and just because he represents Japan, I think that was dumb as shit. Obviously, I could see them changing, like how y'all said Korea actually dog walking Japan. I could see them changing that, make themselves look a little bit better. But like the Goto thing is like one character from Japan represents all of Japan outside of the anime, and it's like that makes no sense to me.
Because it was their leader, man.
I'm glad that they kept the fact that they were trying to like slime them niggas like in there though.
Like, oh yeah, yeah.
All the Korean hunters. I'm glad that they kept that storyline in there. That Japan was trying to do it for like strategical political reasons.
Yeah, because
to like
you,
get rid of like Korea's like frontal force military.
You had brought strength. Up that they changed stuff, and then I had watched the two episodes. I'd watched the S-Rank shit, and then right after that was them like showing the director keep trying to like being a slime ball. I was like, I mean, they changed stuff, but I still get that vibe that Japan's on some slimy shit. Because I remember you had said like, oh, Japan's real slimy in the manhwa, and they get dog walked by Korea and shit. So them keeping that keeps that like tension for sure.
Yeah, everything they change, now that like it's all said and done, like I think what we got is fine. It still retains a lot from the source material, elevates it in some points. So I think the critiques, like we were saying online, like even, I forgot to mention earlier, like people were saying like, oh, it's copying stories. Like that was the stupidest
shit.
What
did they
bro.
Say
people
it's copying saying, though?
Hunter Hunter, bro. Chimera Ant.
Because of Beru, there's so many stories where something
they got
stuff
chimera ants and
gets
hella shit, bro.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
People glaze Black Clover, and Black Clover at a point in time was literally a Naruto clone.
It was only the beginning, though. I hated that comparison, bro.
But I'm saying, like, there's inspiration in every, like, the tuning.
Yeah,
exams,
and
the
Naruto's
tournament.
Not the only nigga that starts off like hated and becomes loved, like that.
Aaron and fucking Lelouch, like it's literally people get inspiration from
it's
each
just
other.
Anime. It's just anime, bro.
It's storytelling. It's storytelling. Literally. It's not just an anime thing. It's literally just storytelling.
Oh, that was another thing, right? Well, they compare. People were trying to compare Hunter x Hunter and Solo's like, oh, Hunter x Hunter's way better than Solo. Like, there's so much shit going on
in the Chimera Ant arc, but people got to realize the Jeju Island arc, yes, it's an important arc, but in the grand scheme of things,
it's like
it's
a smaller type
arc.
yeah
bro, that raid lasted like 3 episodes, my nigga. 4 episodes,
like, it lasted an eternity for the S ranks.
Oh god, Terry,
they were never getting up out of there.
They felt like they was on that island for a week
for real.
Like, people gotta chill, bro. People gotta chill.
What were you gonna say though, Tyler?
I was gonna say like the mangakas and all these artists that make mangas and manhwas, like they're fans of each other's work and they get inspired by that stuff. Like that's what artists do. They get inspired by all the stuff around them and what they watch, what they indulge in. Like, people just don't understand that though. I don't know why. I don't. So
I remember people were glazing JJK because they had similarities to Bleach. They weren't smiting it. They were glazing it for that.
Yep.
But
I was one of them.
People get mad at Solo because we have ants, so ants are only a hunter-hunter thing.
Yeah.
You see magical creatures all over this fucking story, and you're mad that they got ants?
I think it was more so the ant came out. There was one ant, he was supposed to be the king, and then he also got stronger based off what he ate and stole their abilities.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they did for Meruem, but it was different because he was the one going out eating niggas. Obviously, he spawned out stronger than the rest of the ants, but him eating
and his... he was a lot smarter than Barrow too.
Yeah.
He had a lot more depth than Barrow too. Yeah. Like, come on, bro. Barrow lasts like what, 5 episodes, 6 episodes when
he was a plot device, like a very small plot device in the grand scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Just to put
he was just there Jin to Wu become a shadow.
National scale so everyone in the world could see what we see and what the Koreans see. So now he has eyes on him. Got the Americans looking at him, Chinese looking at him, everywhere. Mr. Worldwide, on God.
It's crazy, bro. Just to say that it's just hype fights is crazy when we got so much more like narrative in season two. You could say that about season one for sure, where it was just hype. And even then, I don't know if it was even that in season one, to be honest, because it was showing like why he wanted to get strong for his mom, what he is going to do to get strong, going to the dungeon. They teased us before season two with the demon tower shit. And then in season two, he got in there and then we got to meet his dad. We got to figure out that the system is working against everybody, including the monsters, like just telling niggas to go fight each other. When they don't even know they're speaking different languages, we're figuring out that these worlds are actual worlds, kind of like how our world in Solo is. So it's like they're defending against the hunters going in attacking them, while the hunters are defending against the portals coming in and possibly spawning monsters like outside of that. And the
rabbit hole begins, Tyler. He's falling in.
So it's like I don't know how people can say that. And even then, I don't even think it's mid, actually. Going off all those points, I think it's like, I would say good. I wouldn't say like, best thing since sliced bread. It's the best story I've ever read. But it's like, it's a good story. I wouldn't even say mid at that.
And then two other things. For one, when we do get no fighting and actual emotional beats, people hate on it. They purposely dislike the episode.
Because the nigga cried. Showed emotion,
man. You cannot trust humanity, bro.
Men don't have emotions still to this
niggas
day.
Don't know what they want, bro. They want to hate this shit, and then when there's actually like actual like substance to it, they're like, "Oh, this shit's ass. It's just boring. Where's the fighting? Where's the one control shit? Blah blah blah." Niggas don't even know what they want, bro.
In the year of 2025, our Lord, man. People still to this day believe that men don't have emotion, that we're just these beasts of war and passion. It's like, bro, anger is an emotion. We all feel these things. We're human beings. So a nigga crying because he saw his mom come back to life, basically.
What Jin Woo was like before the system. He was already crazy. An emotional person.
We're just meat at the end of the day, man.
That's what they think of us, man.
Shit is funny.
People, I feel like people just downgraded it because they ain't got no mothers in their life.
Probably, bro.
Their mothers jumped the gun on their ass and they were like, man, fuck Jin Woo, man. I feel like the reason that they hated on that episode is the reason why I hate Jin Woo in general. Because, no, that's not fair. You feel me? That's not fair.
He gets to save his mom all in
just,
one.
You get to become God, essentially, for no reason. Just for no reason. Who knows? That's what it comes down to.
Maybe there is a reason. We just don't know it yet.
Why him?
Because why did he get chosen? Oh, actually, no. We do know why he got chosen. He's the only nigga to survive that test.
Just lock in, fellas. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
For the niggas that think that this shit has no story, that boy, do I have news for you in these next couple seasons.
Yeah, it's just people rage baiting and just like, it's a negative form.
Can I make an educated guess?
I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong, and I'm not going to make a face. Don't make a face either.
You're going to make a face, nigga.
Because I gotta see this.
My face will speak before my mouth.
Oh, so is the reason why Jin Woo was placed as an E rank something? Does that have to do anything with his father?
No.
And then
no.
No.
We said we weren't going to answer, and we did.
Because it's out of ludicrous as fuck.
Okay.
It's a valid question, though. I'm glad you asked that. Because that... Because, like, his dad is off in a different world portal.
Yeah, his dad is
off. Down immediately because he was going to be thinking, like, oh, shit, I'm on to something.
his dad is, like, you know, out of this world as far as strength, and how we would see Jinwoo is almost how his dad is. Like, we didn't see any of his powers, but he just dog walked in S rank and got to walk in, like, he's obviously walk, something.
Got to step in.
Oh, it was an S rank. Really, you're right. Did. He broke that nigga's arm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like
he did a lot more than break that nigga's arm. But yeah.
Oh, he traumatized. He dog walked
him.
He put him in a hospital.
I forgot he did that. You're
like
right.
A full body cast.
Like, but yeah, that's why I'm like, that's why I was always really curious about his father, because his father is doing some undercover stuff along the system. And now this system has now come to his son.
That's so why, like, I was confused. I hit Will and I was like, bro, what is going
that's
on?
That's like not a loop at all. Like, that's not nothing no. connected at all.
You just got to watch, man, and or read. And
I'm your, reading. Your
questions
I'm,
will I'm, be answered.
I'm reading it right now.
I'm going to read.
Oh, bro said, I'm reading it right now. I'm dead way. As hell.
When everything comes together, you're going to be like, holy shit. And then what I said about him later on and how people at power scale him, you're going to be like, okay, now the world is like a lot bigger than just Korea okay. and fucking every other nation. Like, it's beyond the earth. Like, okay, bet. I'm locked in.
These other demons are like other online players, it seems like. Because they're shocked.
Gotta see, bro.
They are. See, they are, Terry, because the system, remember the elves, bro. The elves, yeah. The elf king was like, did the system tell you to do this too? And I was like, what? What did this nigga just say?
Is
what
there did he anything say? That Jinwoo is restricted to talk about if he ever reaches a certain level?
And then he got restricted. They stopped him from talking to the elf. And that's when I was like, something's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Next like, season, all most of this, your questions are amazing.
This is good, man. This is great.
This is amazing. This is immaculate.
No, I'm definitely vibing with it. And especially now saying it out loud and talking about it and stuff, I'm realizing, like, because I was of the crowd of, like, not that I was complaining, I'm just like, it's okay. Like, it's an okay story. But now I'm talking about it, I'm like, it's good enough that I can theorize and, like, talk to niggas about.
Yeah.
I think it's valid.
No, man. And it's good that
thank you.
It's really good that Solo is getting the attention that, for one, it deserves, but for two, is a lot more manga adaptations are gonna get adapted and hopefully
done well.
Produced in a manner that satisfies not only casuals that are new to that title, but also people who have been reading it and have been waiting for it to get adapted into an anime. I'm talking to you beginning out to the end because it's not looking so fucking good right now. But I'm saying optimistic. I'm saying optimistic. I love
the
story.
He's judging off the ED. I think there's more to it, man. I think the ED is good.
ED?
The ending.
Nah, the opening.
Oh, it was the opening? Oh.
The opening.
I don't know. I mean,
did not look,
they're kind of basing it off of, like, the nigga side running. But I think they just didn't put effort into the OP. Not a lot of the anime put effort that much into the OP.
I have Warrant. I watched the trailers too, and I also did my research. Trailer. And I went and I saw what that said studio
that
has also produced besides this, and it's not looking so good.
What did they produce?
Like the nothing trash isekai, know. You know, the long, like the long name isekais, where it's like I farmed this because now my battle hey, skill Terry, is above 5,000 type shit.
Terry, look up Studio A-Cat.
Cat?
Cat, yes. A-Cat. Tell me what you find.
I became an apothecary in a different world. Those type of anime, that's what it is.
What the fuck?
The trailer
I've seen battle what's it called? What's this one? Battle in 5 seconds. That one. That one wasn't too bad. That one was actually pretty good.
I'm not saying it's gonna be ass, but from what the trailer
I got hope.
None of the rest of these, I don't know none of these.
From what they've made, and the reviews looked, you know, just like it was. They're all right. They're not ass, but they're just all right. So, but this season of Beginning After the End, I'm not even going on a tangent on being after the end. But this first season of Beginning After the End is important to like solidify some type of casual fan base besides the novel readers and the webtoon readers, because it has a very, it's a slow start. I won't lie. It's a slow start because it's one of those isekais that's going to show you him as a baby, him as a kid, him learning stuff like that. But he's
kind of like Mushoku Tensei. He like starts the baby and then you see him learn and grow and you see him do magic for the first time. Yeah, I feel like it'll be like
we were comparing Mushoku Tensei to it earlier. I've never seen Mushoku Tensei.
We had like an hour.
He's never read Beginning After the End, and a lot of the story beats are like similar, at least in like surface level.
So. Yeah, surface level for sure.
So, but Arthur's that nigga. That's all I'm gonna say. Even as a baby, as a jit out the womb, nigga, that nigga was insane. But yeah, it's not looking too good. But it's good that we're at least getting to that point now where adaptations for manhwa is normal.
Who does Tower of God?
The studio?
Yeah.
The studio season one is definitely different.
We need a petition because season two was not it, bro. As far as animation goes. Story, I was still fucking with Tower of God story-wise, but I just couldn't week-to-week watch that damn animation. I think I could go through and watch it now. Just to like get through it, but like week to week watching like that side scroll PNG type, like actual PNG, not like what niggas were talking about with Invincible, like actual PNG, unless it was like a big like fight.
Ragnarok.
It shit pissed me off, bro. So I was like, the first season
of TLG was animated by Telecom Animation Film.
Well, they need
the to second get season back. Was animated by the Answer Studio. And they had a smaller budget, I believe, as well.
That's probably why. They need to tap back in, bro.
Like, the biggest thing with these... I learned this with Invincible. I learned this, like, a week ago or something. It was, like, a week and a half ago. They give that Lord of the Rings show... I don't know if this was an exaggeration, but I heard the budget for that Lord of the Rings show...
Oh, because live Amazon action, yeah. Like CGI.
Billion-some dollars or whatever. Like the set pieces, like stupid expensive.
Yeah,
Invincible is like a couple $100,000 or some shit. Like it's not, it's like not even like a fraction of what.
And there's what like 10 called? Animators.
Power of the Rings or whatever the fuck it's called. Rings of Power. I think that's what it's called. I never watched.
It is Rings of Power.
But yeah, the budget. Like if they were even to give Invincible like a quarter of what Rings of Power gets,
that should be going crazy.
It would silence all the haters. So it's a budget thing, bro. Like I'm sure even if you give like smaller companies enough time and budget with these anime, like they could make something out of that.
They could cook, bro. It's exactly that reason that they don't always hit on every anime or show that they're producing.
Yeah. And it just doesn't make sense because, like, Nanatsu Taizai, Seven Deadly Sins, it did that to them after season two.
Oh my god!
They just outsourced the studio and it just fell off.
And yeah, then, they did that shit so bad.
So dirty, too, bro.
We're seeing it with Tower of God. Hopefully, we get something better because I say it all the time. Tower of God feels.
I need that, bro.
It does, bro. If you want a manga with a good story that these niggas be hating on, Tower of God, bro. Tower of God has a great story.
Yeah, Tower of God is what I need to get into.
At this point, I think I'm gonna start reading. I'm gonna finish season three. I want to see how they finished it out. Season two. Yeah. I was looking at the notes. It was season three. My fault. But if they finish it out good. I think I'm gonna still watch. I think I need to read it though. I just think I need to dive into the actual manhwa instead of like waiting on and hoping they adapt it well.
I think it's worth reading a majority of things, just seeing just how the source material is.
Mm.
You know, Full Metal Alchemist is my favorite anime of all time. But I still like after it took me a while, but once I bought the box set, I went back and I read all of it just to see how it compares.
I'm trying to hold back on you know what till I get all the perfect editions before I like dive in and read.
Do it, bro. Once you collect all of it,
I might
like some of the funnest shit I've done, bro, was going through and like reading Full Metal Alchemist for the first time. After I've already watched it like four times.
I'm thinking about just saying fuck it and just reading anyway. Just reading what I got and then going from there.
But now the future of Mono is bright, bro, and Solo Leveling Ragnarok is on and going. So people that are reading that, both the novelization and the webtoon serialization, like we're eating good there. So who knows, in about like 6-7 years, if not sooner, we'll probably have Soul Leveling Ragnarok anime on the way.
Yeah.
Sung Soo-ho, boy.
Sung Soo-ho?
I think it's like Thanos, man. It's inevitable. With the popularity now, I think it's inevitable.
Shout out to Thanos, man.
The seed. Yeah. Sung Jinwoo's seed.
Yeah, you can only imagine what he can do. Wait, so does
I
he
know
get
who
the
his
level
mom
system?
Is?
Just you gotta read it, Terry. We ain't gonna give you all the answers to everything. Man.
I'm thinking about Sung Jin Woo, and I'm thinking about the mom, and I'm thinking about how strong this kid probably is, just based off those two.
It's like, how strong could he possibly be?
Will's trying to hold back his smile right now.
Yeah, don't say shit, bro.
Bro, Tyler's not even reading Ragnarok, so I can't even talk Ragnarok with anybody.
I'm not, but he be yapping to me about this shit.
Bro, I'm trying to tell Tyler to get on this shit, bro. Oh, I'm gonna peep it eventually.
I don't gotta read it if you're just gonna tell me everything that's going on and what's happening. if we be real. But you know.
I sent him one thing.
No.
Yeah, when Will says he sent me one thing, he probably sent like 50.
No. He probably did send me one thing, but when we are on the phone or we hang out, he's just yapping.
Because most of the time on the phone, I'm reading shit with y'all or anyone.
And he's telling me exactly what's going on when he's reading. I'm like, oh, damn, that's crazy.
I already told y'all last video, man, what he did to me during Solo, so I ain't even going to bring it up again. Mid-episode, I'm at work. Don't spoil it, nigga.
Now these niggas can actually read this shit. My plan is working, man. My scheme is working because now these.
No, your plan is fucking horrible. It's just annoying.
Terrible.
You're gonna read it now.
You need a mute button in real life.
You're gonna read it now, bro. You make it sound like I'm like the worst spoiler, bro. There's spoilers way worse.
Nah, he's not that bad, but it's still he be teetering low key. He be teetering.
It sucks not having no one to talk about this shit with. I'm not going on fucking Reddit, bro.
Bro, go on Reddit.
You would fit perfectly on Reddit. You would fit perfectly on Reddit.
Man, I'm not going on Reddit, bro.
You are a Reddit person, bro.
Niggas. Oh, shit.
I'm going to start beefing with niggas.
You like Twitter. Twitter and Reddit. Reddit is just Twitter for nerds.
Longer Twitter, high key.
Yeah. Like, you would love that shit, bro.
Maybe I need to go find me a Solo Leveling page and just stick to that shit, man.
Exactly. You just go to the one with the biggest members and you're chilling.
Yeah, I'm going to be up there in like a week or two.
You got to read all of Solo. You got to read the epilogue. And then you got to start Ragnarok. So you got three things to do.
Did you say epilogue?
Nah, that's
the epilogue. The epilogue is built into the story. It's not like a separate.
I'm like, I got to read all of
it. You know that meme with Sabo.
Oh, I'm not reading.
I'm not reading all this shit. With that though, we are at an hour and 23. You want to call it there?
Yeah, we good, man. Read Solo Leveling, man. Shout out to Studio A1 again for giving us a spectacular season 2.
W series, W manhwa, yeah. Tap in.
Definitely can attest to that. Definitely a W series, but y'all are.
Okay, what do we all rate it? What do we all rate it?
Right now. Season two, I give it a, yeah. I give it an 8.5.
I was gonna say 8.5, maybe a 9, low key.
What? Yeah, hell yeah, that shit 9, 9.5, damn near 10 if they adapted
that
everything.
Shit a 3.
No, I think it would have been a 10 if they had it added the Goto like emotion.
Yeah.
I think yeah, that, I, but I think for me a 9. I think I give it a 9, high key. Okay. Purely off like great animation.
They gave him his drip and they made his jacket blue, so I'm nitpicking.
But they gave him +1,000 aura being on top of the building.
Oh, no. Hey, we didn't even get to talk about that shit. Oh, my
God. He was just walking on the sidewalk.
Exactly. Bro. Exactly. They took away some of his aura and then adding +1,000 aura in the cliffhanger. Like some hoodie, random bro. Scene, bro.
What was the point of a blue hoodie, bro? I'm nitpicking now.
The voice actor is giving him +1,000,000 aura right now. Okido.
I'm that fan that's liar. Nitpicking everything. Why was the jacket blue?
He is.
Why the fuck did they give him a sweater?
That's
negative 1.5 points.
I might go 8.5 now because I did get pissed off. I forgot.
At what?
This nigga lied to the commissioner. Nigga said, I'm going to be with my family. My mom just revived. Where was Sung Jin-woo during the raid? Where was he at? On top of a building while these niggas are getting one shot, bro. That shit pissed me off.
He was going to be sooner. With his family. He was going
yeah,
to be
going
with them,
to
but
be.
He was watching. He's like, well, let me just stay on guard, bro.
Some errands, bro. What's wrong with just enjoying the scenery, bro?
He was like, let me just stand on guard just in case something happens and watch. And,
he was still late. He was still late.
It's not looking too good.
Bro, you are an S-rank hunter. Why do I gotta be there to babysit your ass?
They gotta handle business, man.
Obviously,
it's not his
fucking business.
It was a
they
national threat, bro. It was a national threat.
He pulled
so
up. He pulled up when he ain't have to.
Then. Yeah, they did. They got Japan's hunters with them. They said, "Yeah, we gonna need help,
bro." And that's another reason why they had like double digit S, probably not double digits, but they had hella S rank hunters on that island.
I don't
they
had know.
Like 20. They did have double digit. Yeah,
they had like 15 or something.
I don't know.
Stupid.
It still pissed me off seeing that nigga just be on top of a building. Like I'm thinking like they're gonna pan over to him with his mom, like enjoying a good meal, and then he looks off. You know when niggas get the spider sense, he just like gets a sense like, I gotta help niggas.
Well, it was because his
shadow. You know why he didn't go?
Oh, so he had a shadow on top of the building. He said, "This will be a perfect moment. Let me swap places."
No,
when the camera
the shadow,
pans back to me. I'm gonna aura form.
The shadow was with the hunter. He was just on the building because he knew the camera was on him. He knew we were watching him. Then he said, like, hold on.
He said,
let me pull up in a cool ass spot. And then I know how the camera's going to pan around my back. He's like, because these niggas not looking too good right now.
Did y'all see the RDC skit?
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious, bro. Encapsulated my entire feelings of that episode, bro. I was like, is this nigga going to help somebody? But other than that, I was trolling. I'd still give it a 9, though, for sure.
I give it a 9.
I'm standing 10 toes on what I said. Terry, what you say?
You hate
it. I'm giving it a 9. Benny, I'm giving it a solid 9.
Shouldn't have changed the color of his hoodie, man. Now you gotta fucking deal with it.
I can't judge the hoodie since I haven't read the manga until just now. Or manhwa until just now.
It's fine. It's honestly fine. If they added it, cool. It's fine.
Will's a top tier hater.
He just being a nitpicky wanker.
Beady.
Alright, man. End this shit.
Alright, man. We appreciate y'all tapping in, man. Be sure to again like, comment, subscribe, follow us, man. Check out our Baka Gaming content. Just posted some new shit, man. We're killing it with these weekly uploads. I ain't even know. We've been killing that shit. But
W Baka.
We said we was gonna be locked in. We locked in. So we appreciate y'all for tapping in with us today. We're gonna catch y'all in the next one, man.
Peace. Sire.